There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Drive Live, we're going to be talking road trips in just a moment on the program. It is our car segment for half an hour. We'd like to hear from you. 4001 or via the free app. You can 423-1010 is the number. You can tweet us at DubaiEye1038FM. Facebook us. Snap us. I don't know. Tumblr. Have we got a Tumblr account? Is there a Tumblr account? There should be if there's not.
I don't think that we have one. Okay. The best way, you can tweet us. DubaiEye1038 or message us 4001.
If you want to see a picture of Claire and Sally in football scarves, there's one of those up there. I mean, the possibilities are endless.
They are.
Thanks very much. All right then, so let's welcome our guest to the studio for Behind the Wheel.
Behind the Wheel.
Nitil Lakshman is with us. He's the Managing Director of PAL Auto Garages. Nitil, first time we've met. Nice to be here.
Yeah, this is the first time.
First time you've been here? Or second? Yeah, I thought you'd
no,
been
this
here.
Is the first time.
Is it
here.
Really? Are you comfortable, fully relaxed, everything will be fine?
So.
Don't worry.
I don't look comfortable. I think that's the reason you're asking.
You'll be absolutely fine, don't you worry. It's nice to have you here. Look, the reason you are here is to talk about road trips, actually. One of the things that I suppose when you go for a long drive somewhere, a road trip, as it were, the first thing I do is check absolutely nothing in the car, make sure I've got enough CDs or that I've put new tunes on the USB stick. That's correct. The most important thing to me. But there are far more important things to worry
about. Yes.
All right then, so what we've got is Eid al-Adha is approaching, lots of residents perhaps planning long road trips across the GCC. It's something we should think about. Let's go through these one by one, if you like, and let's start with your idiot's guide to a complete road trip and start with an engine oil check. And you would think that we will do this, but of course we don't, do we?
That's the problem. That definitely is the problem. Thing is, it's very easy to check the oil levels in almost all the vehicles. Okay. First of all you need to do is park the car on a level spot, warm up the engine for about, say, 1 to 1.5 minutes.
Okay.
Switch off the engine. Then there's all of you must be aware of a dipstick in the vehicle. You just need to open your hood.
I'm watching you. Whether I could find the dipstick or not is another question. I've been called a dipstick once or twice in my life.
That's something different, Tim. Even I know where the dipstick is in my car.
Most of us do. But the first point there is make sure the engine warm is important and to be parked on the
level
spot.
Okay. Yes. Pull out the dipstick. Okay. And what you need to do is take a clean rag and a tissue, and then wipe it clean.
Yep.
Okay, and once you wipe it clean, then push it back in,
right,
and then pull it back up again.
Make sure you insert it fully so that it fits snugly, and pull it out again, and then you can check that the oil level is there. And that was marked on the dipstick.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And what if you don't do that? What could be the repercussions of not checking your oil and setting off on a road trip for your Eid holiday and then not being enough oil in your car?
It could lead to several things. Like, obviously, you could have a stalling engine. Okay, you could be stuck in middle of the road. If there's no enough engine oil in the car, you on a long trip and plus it's summer, so definitely you could be definitely stuck on the road with less engine oil in there.
See, this is the thing. How many people, I mean, I don't know if you're listening now thinking, yeah, I check my oil very regularly, then good on you. But how many people listening now, ask yourself this really honestly, when did you last check?
And how often is regularly? How often should you be doing it?
Well, exactly. I mean, at a time like this time of year, for example, we've had a pretty hot summer, let's
correct,
be fair.
Correct.
Oil is the lifeblood of a car.
Exactly.
That much we know. Yeah. How often should you be doing that?
Since it's summer, I would definitely recommend 1.5 months, 2 months. It's definitely good to check your engine oil. It doesn't really matter if it's a new car or an old car, because it actually matters how much you drive the car also.
Right.
Yeah, because that's the key point in there. Like you could own maybe a 2016 or a 2015 car, and say in a year's time, if you drive for like say 40,000 kilometers, that's a lot. So every 1.5, 2 months, check your oil level, I would recommend.
Okay, so that's the first thing on the complete guide to a road trip. Coolant is the next thing. Visually check the engine coolant level in the overflow tank. Now, that's going to fox a few people. What do you mean by that?
So, mostly, once you open the hood, towards your left or some cars towards your right, right above the tires,
right.
You'll find a transparent can in there.
Yep.
Okay. Which would clearly mention coolant. So once it the coolant is mentioned, and it'll have a full level, and below that a low level.
Right.
And the accurate level could be between full and low. Yeah, accurate level could be between full and low. So if it's above that medium level, I suggest that you change it and you bring it down to the medium level. If it's on the lower level, you need to top it up.
So you can have too much coolant in, is that what you're saying?
No, you shouldn't.
No, so I'm asking you. It could be there's too much in which case you've got to bring it down.
Exactly.
Okay. And again, you said if you don't have the coolant correct, it can at the right level, it can cause your car to overheat. Is that something related to the sort of spate of cars catching on fire that we've seen on the roads over the summer?
Overheating could be a possible reason for vehicles to be on fire, but then more than overheating, because once the car overheats, it could stall, and the engine could shut off.
Mm.
But then most cases of fire could happen because of electrical shortage, wire being not connected properly, or sparks being happening because of the electrical problems in the vehicle. So more than coolant level problems, you could have it because of the electrical problems.
About things like modifications to cars? A lot of people do that, don't they? And I suppose, you know, we're not all wiring experts. Mm. That could be a problem.
Absolutely. If because in Dubai they are very strict about the modifications.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
So if definitely done from cheap places or not authorized centers, they could take these wirings to different locations and probably tie them up and cause a lot of issues like that.
And that's something as simple as, I don't know, if you have a four-wheel drive and you put extra, you know, floodlights on the top of the car or something like that, if that's done incorrectly,
exactly,
potentially there's an issue there. Okay. Let's move on to the battery. Check the battery condition visually. I mean, you've got to be looking for things like leaks, I suppose, cracks, damage. You've got to look after your battery. Batteries just don't last as long in the heat, and that's one thing we have in abundance here, as they do perhaps in cooler climates.
Yeah. Batteries, I would say we can, in this kind of a region, we could say easily three years would be the possible lifespan of a battery. But then it could easily go up to like 5 to 6 years too.
So what if you've had a battery for a couple of years and your car isn't, you know, starting immediately? You obviously should check that. But it would be reasonable to assume that 3 years is a life for a battery.
Most of the cars, definitely.
Okay.
3 years.
Michael's messaged in saying the engine could seize and require a complete engine replacement, i.e. holiday over. I think he's referring to if you have not enough oil in your car or indeed not enough coolant.
Yes.
He says coolant, there is a high and low as heat changes the levels. Again, no coolant, having no coolant can lead to an engine seizing. So when you said about the engine stalling, you meant seizing up.
Stalling and, of course, at the end of the day, seizing. Like, it could be a total engine.
That's it. You've ruined your engine
exactly.
for good.
Yeah.
So it's not just a case of stalling and suddenly having to restart the car. This is ruining your engine for
good.
That's
the thing. Like, suppose once the car is low on coolant and then the car stalls, many people try to restart it and keep driving it. And that's the worst thing to do.
Okay.
Then you are just scuppering the engine. 4001 if you'd like to comment or ask a question of our guest this afternoon.
Tire pressure we're going to come to now. This is something that we talk about more than often on this segment. It comes up all the time. How many times have you driven past a piece of tire in the road that has you've had to maybe swerve to avoid? But it is something that you should be looking at, particularly in a climate like this. Once a week, once a month, once every 6 months, every day, when should you be checking your tire pressure?
I think once a month is more than enough to check the tires. I don't think so. It should be less than that.
Okay. And what about the inflation level? Because overinflated is
very dangerous, especially during the summer months.
Mm.
Yeah, it's especially in this kind of heat. Overinflated tires are the ones which causes all these blowouts.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. And it depends on vehicle size, vehicle load, tire size. You Absolutely. Need to follow what manufacturer
yes.
recommendations.
Yes. Usually it's there in your owner's manual, or in most cars, it's there on the driver door side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The other thing I think people forget to do when they're setting off on a journey, especially if they haven't had to worry about it before, is check their spare tire. And if you're setting off on a long journey or off-road, mm-hmm. if you're going off-road mm-hmm. especially, right, you need to ensure that you've checked your spare tire, right?
Absolutely. The thing about spare tires is many people ignore the fact about a spare tire because they think, oh, it's been there for maybe 3 years, but we haven't used it, so you don't need to check it. But the problem about spare tires is it's actually as good as a tire which is completely used and worn out, if it's lying there simply. Because these rubbers tend to get worn out over a period of time.
Mm.
So it's you must check your spare tire along with the other tires as well.
How long do tires last? Because they have a shelf life, don't they? They have essentially tires of sell-by date.
Yes. Mm. According to the Dubai RTA rules, you're not supposed to use a tire which is more than 3 to 4 years old.
Right. Dave yeah. texts in here, actually, filling tires with nitrogen. So worth it. Dave says, is it worth it? I've heard it many, many times.
It's still a fifth. Even to be very honest, even I'm not sure. Like, because some people say nitrogen reduces the temperature of the tires.
Okay.
So which could help it run for a more lifespan. But it's still... still a question mark there. So we are still not very sure. But then people do use it a lot. People do use it a lot. And I'm still not sure about it, though.
Ahmed says, most of the cars post-2007 have an onboard computer mm-hmm. that can provide you with any vital information. So dipstick checks, he says, yeah. are now a thing of the past.
Yes.
But is that true, or should you still be checking the oil with your dipstick as well in case there's something wrong with the onboard computer?
Okay, when it comes to older vehicles, because Dubai it has a lot of mixed stuff, even very 10-year-old vehicles, 5-year-old, even obviously the many newer segment vehicles as well. So when we talk about new vehicles, we are not talking about like the lower segment, we are talking about medium and the higher segment, which comes with the onboard diagnostics in there.
Does that mean you don't need to check?
You don't need to check. It
okay.
comes right there at the instrument cluster.
Mm-hmm.
You can view them.
You can trust that.
You can trust that.
So there's no need to also check with the dipstick.
But then people with their favorite four-wheel drives, you see lots of Super Safaris, for example,
yes.
older Super
yes.
Safaris, and
yes.
you do need to check those.
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
You know, people favor those vehicles for off-road mm-hmm. driving, so there is something in that. Dave texts back, just before we go to a quick break
yeah.
here, nitrogen, he says, I don't have the chemical knowledge for this. I don't remember much of the periodic table, but nitrogen is inert, and what that means is tires don't expand and contract. as much, which I suppose would add to the lifespan of a tyre,
yeah,
potentially.
Yeah.
All right, then, we're talking to Nitin Lakshman. He's Managing Director of Pal Auto Garages with a complete road trip guide. And there's more to it than just making sure the music's right. More to come.
We want to hear from you. Find us on Facebook. Tweet at DubaiEye1038FM.
Strive Live, and it is Behind the Wheel. We have a guest with us today. Nitin Lakshman is Managing Director at Pal Auto Garages.
Behind the Wheel.
And here talking about how to make sure your road trip goes swimmingly. Engine oil checks, coolant checks, battery checks, tire pressure, spare tires we've done so far. Five more categories in the 10.
Yeah, so that we can fit them all in. One of them says check your air filter. If you haven't change it in a long time, change your air filter. But I want to talk about the emergency kit and what should be in your emergency kit, because we don't all even think to carry one with us.
No. As Tim did mention, it's just a few CDs and...
in your emergency kit. That would be in Tim's for sure. That's
so there's a lot of CDs in my emergency kit. But I mean, what would you put in an emergency kit? What should be in there?
Okay, let's start off by numbering them. One would be a flashlight.
Mm-hmm.
Two would be a tire sealer inflator can. Three, a tire gauge. Four, a jack. Five, jumper cable. But when we talk about jumper cables, we are talking about the ones which you connect from one car to the other.
Mm.
But now there are these cables or like portable battery chargers available in the market, which is something which means that you don't need to depend or wait for another car to come by to jumpstart your vehicle, which would be a better option as well. Apart from that, emergency stop signs, windshield water fluid, spare ignition key in case you lose one, a basic toolbox with screwdrivers, pliers, socket, etc. Also, it is very important to pack a personal first aid kit, which could include a blanket, a bottle of water, energy bars, Band-aids, sanitizers, and so on.
I guess in case you break down for a while and have to wait a long while for
exactly.
help. And that's the next thing on your list as well is water. So
yeah.
Same thing. You must make sure you've got enough water
Absolutely.
For everyone in the car. And also in case you need to fill up the water in the car.
Yes, exactly. For both the purpose, for the vehicle and for yourself. And that's basically it. Those would be in the emergency kit. Would you like to add something?
I'm just going to add a few more CDs on the end of it, I suppose, which is what I should do. But it is a very good point. I mean, how many? I've got an emergency kit that came with my car. It's got a flashlight in there. I know where the jack is and everything else, but I don't have a personal first aid kit in the car.
Yeah.
The emergency stop sign is something you have to have. Is
By
that
law,
not
you have to
now?
Carry that, yes.
Yes, yeah, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
well, the emergency triangle, isn't
emergency
it? That you put,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I don't think so anybody, I mean, most of us wouldn't be carrying, or it doesn't come with the car, would be a tire sealer inflator.
Mm-hmm.
It's a can, actually.
Sure.
And say, suppose a tire is punctured. It has a sealant in there, and it also adds in the tire pressure. It's just a small can. You can just buy it from any of these petrol stations, I believe.
It's like banana whammy when you were cycling back in the day.
Well, that fills up the puncture hole.
Yeah. Oh, wasn't that great, that stuff?
Worked better than your chewing gum, right?
In most cases. What about electrical equipment? What should you be checking electrically?
Electrically would be the horns, the wipers, even your lights, especially on a long road trip. And I would also recommend to just check your AC gas or the AC entirely, because if you feel that the cooling is less for your AC, always try to top up your AC gas, which is what cools the vehicle, actually.
And that's easy to do?
No, you will need to visit any of the garages, agencies, petrol. Some of the petrol station does it, not all of them. Yeah.
Okay. Last one, then. I hand this over to you, Claire.
Yeah, I'm just thinking that you'd have to probably take this in to be checked by a professional. I don't think I would know how to check this on my car. The brakes, the steering, and the suspension assessment. You're suggesting getting your car evaluated before we head off on a long trip.
Absolutely. As everyone must be, or most of us would be aware, brakes, steering, suspension, we can't just have a look at it and say, is it bad or is it good? It needs some expert help, and you will need to really take it to a garage or any agencies to have it completely and thoroughly
and
checked.
If we're going away for Eid weekend and I had my car serviced, say, 6 months ago, because that was when it was due a service, do I really need to be worrying about all of these things again if I'm doing a long trip?
Yes, because one thing is 6 months is definitely a long time. 6 months is definitely a long time. So we will need to definitely look into it. And it's also summer months. So it's better to check all your pipes, the brakes.
Everything's under more pressure.
Exactly.
What about going off-road, Nitil? Do we need to have extra preparations if we're going off-road on our drive?
Definitely. You will need tires. Tires are especially very important when it comes to off-roading. So you will need to check your tires properly. Again, I think more of supplies need to be there when you're off-roading because you're going into a deserted area. Apart from that, your lights and... basically.
And they say always travel in threes, three cars,
yes.
If you're going off-road,
yes,
right?
Yes, always get someone with you, I mean...
Yeah.
Always in convoy, isn't it? Omar texts in, so we want energy bars and stuff like that and the boot of the car in 50-degree heat. It's not 50, it's 49 degrees. But
anyway,
however,
you could have a cool box. Have a cool box with you.
You could have a cool box. Right.
Tahir has a question that maybe you can help with. He says, my car tyres need to be replaced, but the prices from the agency are too high. When I go to other tyre shops, they have tyres from different regions like Japan, Europe, Turkey, Thailand, etc. Mm-hmm. Which regions manufactured tyres should I use?
Well, it depends on the brand of the tyres. It doesn't really matter where it's from. It depends on the brand of the tyres. Say, suppose if it's Michelin, you know, it's made from certain countries. So Pirelli is made from a certain country. But at the same time, these tyres do have manufacturing units in other countries as well.
Mm.
So we will... Sorry.
That's okay. Yeah. I was going to say, you have to be quite careful here about where you get your tyres from, isn't it? To make sure they are new, that they are the right regulation for this part of the world. And you can tell, you can check by a serial number on the tyre, is
that
correct?
Yeah, there'll be like four digits on the tyres. The first two will be for the weeks of the year that is made in, and the last two digits would be which year it would be made in. So always when you're looking at the tyre, make sure it's the current year, if you're past like quarter of the year, or if you're on the first, maybe say if it's January, February, March, go for the tyre which is November, December, or you know, even October as well.
Like with all parts for cars, you buy the right parts, buy original parts, don't buy fake parts. I mean, that's really the key, isn't it? It's not necessarily the country it's manufactured in. One thing I wanted to ask, because Dave texted in something else that made me laugh, actually. He said he's showing his age. He said Pack Starburst. It used to be Opel Fruits when I was a kid, and you'd get those on long journeys. Those were the sweeties of choice. How do you keep children quiet in the back seat? What's the candy of choice these days? Is there one? I don't even know.
I think many, many, many kids are quiet when you give them their iPhones or iPads. Or
that's a very that's good point, actually. The chargers.
Yeah.
Well, they don't eat sweeties anymore. They only want the iPad.
Mine certainly do.
Sad but true.
I know. Look, that's pretty much all the time we've got. Our road trip guide, Nitil Lakshman, is Managing Director of Pal Auto Garages. Enjoyed having you here. Good to talk
pleasure,
to you.
Pleasure, pleasure.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.